From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker has made it official. He is running for president in 2020. He began telling key congressional members this week and asking for their support, and then Friday morning released a video.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for president of the United States of America.
You can see the entire video at NJ1015.com. Booker joins an already crowded Democratic field of candidates hoping to challenge Donald Trump's re-election. He's the second high-profile New Jersey politician to seek the White House in the last two election cycles. Former Governor Chris Christie abandoned his bid after doing poorly in the Republican primaries and ultimately supported Donald Trump. Is it possible that Christie could be running again? Whether he's serious or just hyping his new book, the former governor now says he is not done with public service. While doing interviews for his book, Christie has hinted at another White House bid and has been highly critical to the people President Trump has brought in to run the White House. A bill raising New Jersey's minimum wage to $15 an hour for most workers by 2024 will be signed into law by Governor Murphy on Monday. It was passed Thursday by both houses of the legislature.
The bill passed mostly along party lines, with Democrats in favor except for four who voted no. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin says the increase will help around 1 million workers.
History has shown us that raising the minimum wage is actually good for the business community, it's good for the state of New Jersey, and most importantly, it's good for the people who benefit from it.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth says the increase will ultimately hurt low-wage workers when businesses reduce jobs or benefits to cope with higher costs.
The most critical thing is we need off-ramp. We need something to halt the minimum wage if and when, and we will be going into a recession, to stop and give the small businesses a break.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The minimum wage was a major campaign promise of Governor Murphy, another legal weed. Senate President Steve Sweeney and Governor Murphy still disagree a lot for a pair of Democrats, but Sweeney says a deal is probably not far off.
I do believe we're close. Probably one or two hurdles to get over.
I agree with that.
And at that point, hopefully then we go to work.
Sweeney says even after a deal is reached on the details of the bill, though, it's not going to be easy convincing enough lawmakers to support it. Meanwhile, a group of mayors, including Newark's Ross Baraka, has added another layer of pressure to this issue. They threaten they won't allow weed dispensaries in their cities and towns if too few criminal records for marijuana convictions are erased as the drug becomes legal.
We know that the state cannot achieve the dividends that they think they're going to achieve, the results that they're going to achieve, without the participation of the municipalities, particularly big cities.
Expungement of criminal records for possession of small amounts of marijuana have been part of the plans, but some mayors said drafts of the bill set the threshold too low. The red Markel paper sign that stood just off Route 80 in Elmwood Park for decades collapsed into the charred remains of the plant destroyed last week by a massive fire. The company's CEO says they are still assessing the damage, but the plant looks to be a total loss. About 500 employees are impacted. As more and more students and teachers come down with the flu, school janitors have been working hard to disinfect common areas to stop the spread of influenza. The School Boards Association says everybody wants to keep schools open. However,
this is up to each district, which would look at each individual school and see how hard that individual school is being hit.
A few days ago, Clinton Township Public Schools had to be closed for a couple of days because absentee rates were so high among faculty and students. We told you about the Girl Scout missing money mystery. Turned out to be a bogus theft. Now, for the holiest of football weekends, a case in Monmouth County of alleged greed and robbery from another youth sports organization.
The former head of the Rumson Fairhaven Touchdown Club was arrested and charged this week with stealing more than $25,000 from the volunteer organization between 2017 and 2018. 57-year-old Sean Greeley was arrested earlier this week following a months-long investigation by Monmouth County prosecutors. They say an investigation determined that Greeley stole more than $25,000 from the club for personal use. The nonprofit was set up to support and promote youth and high school football in the two Monmouth County towns. If convicted, Greeley faces up to 5 years behind bars in state prison. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A retired judge now has the difficult task of reviewing tens of thousands of drunk driving cases in New Jersey that could wind up being thrown out. The problems arose when it was discovered a state police sergeant was not calibrating breathalyzer machines properly.
We've followed this since May 2018 about Sergeant Mark Dennis, who from 2008 to 2016 oversaw calibration of the breath testing devices for local police in five central Jersey counties. Now the fate of the DWIs falls to ex-appellate judge Robert Fall. One thing that's been stressed from the start, it doesn't mean all cases will be tossed.
Our Patrick Lavery reports this judge is going to have to decide whether to adjudicate the 20,000-plus cases in a central location or refer them back to the municipality or county where they occurred. Considered by some to be even worse than physically cheating, 20% of Americans currently hide a bank account or a credit card from their live-in spouse or partner.
Whether it's a massive amount of debt they're trying to hide or a massive amount of savings, 29 million Americans are not being truthful with their lover regarding finances.
I'm not saying everybody has to know everybody else 100%, but as a general rule, the more transparency, the better.
Marriage and family counselor Marty Tashman encounters plenty of these secrets at his office in Somerset. He recommends an amnesty period for couples, during which each party can reveal any financial secrets without fear of judgment from the other side. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Some Jersey residents who have pirated porn are in for a very rude shock. The companies that make adult videos are increasingly tracking these people down and filing lawsuits for copyright infringement.
Attorney Leslie Farber, who was representing several Garden State residents accused of using BitTorrent to illegally download porn videos, says the companies that make these adult films are usually demanding $750 for each one that was allegedly illegally downloaded.
That's usually a starting point for negotiation, but they usually will settle for something lower than that.
The companies that file these lawsuits claim they're primarily interested in protecting material that is copyrighted, but Farber says they're using the courts to shake down people who can sometimes be innocent because their Wi-Fi was hacked. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news, New Jersey's first news at 5, and then stick around to talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.